again, you're listening to the News at One on Radio One. In England, former model Mandy Rice Davies, one of the main figures in a scandal which nearly brought down a government in the 1960s, has died from cancer. She was aged 70. Former Tory MP turned political columnist Matthew Paris joins us now. Matthew, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call.
Hello.
Mandy Rice Davies, just to fill people in, lived with Christine Keeler, and it was Ms. Keeler who was keeping the really interesting company around that time.
It was Christine Keeler who was sleeping both with John Profumo, who was the Minister of War, as it was called in those days, and with a Russian naval attaché who was almost certainly doing intelligence work for the Soviet Union. Yes, and Christine Keeler and Mandy Rice Davies and a few others were all friends, saw a lot of each other. Those two lived in the same premises, and they were both friends of a man called Stephen Ward, who introduced Christine Keeler to Ivanov, the Russian.
When it all imploded then, what was Mandy Rice Davies' involvement in the controversy at the heart of it?
She really only hit the attention of a big British audience when she appeared in the trial, Stephen Ward's trial, and giving evidence. And she became famous when the counsel for the prosecution or defence put it to her that Stephen Ward would have denied all the things that he had denied, and that John Profumo would have denied sleeping with Christine Keeler. And Mandy Rice Davies replied, "Well, he would say that, wouldn't he?" And that phrase has now become famous in British journalism.
Meaning he's not to be believed. How close was the Macmillan government to falling?
It wasn't really very close to falling. This is one of those instances that at the time the news seemed to be what the news seemed to be, a sensational story about espionage, prostitution and top people in government. But in retrospect, one sees a government that was drifting a bit, that had been in power for rather a long time, that had many of the marks of arrogance and getting out of touch and rather out of touch with the new modern Britain that was developing. And people were probably looking for sticks with which to beat a rather tired government, and this proved a hell of a stick.
I suppose one of the legacies of the affair was a film, and a pretty good film, and a musical, and I'm not sure what you thought of that, and some music from the Pet Shop Boys. How did she live beyond those events? What was the rest of her life like?
Yeah, I didn't see the film. I didn't see the musical. I thought the film Scandal was really very good indeed. Mandy Rice Davies made quite a career out of being Mandy Rice Davies. After that, her modelling days were quickly over, and I think her escort agency days were over too. But she was I was on BBC World Service with her a couple of times. She would pop up whenever there was a discussion of corruption in high places. She wrote a book which wasn't particularly well written, but it was reasonably well read, and she did fairly well for herself. Unlike Christine Keeler, I think, was hit rather harder by it all.
There we leave it. Matthew, thanks indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Matthew Paris there, a former Tory MP, now political commentator on the death of Mandy Rice Davies, aged 70.